Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, but we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're not experts. We're podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you would like to reach us, you can text or leave us a voicemail at 781-591-0390. Put us into your contacts and then make us number one in your faves. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Remember when people used to be on speed dial?
Oh, yes. I loved speed dial. And then you would hear it go quickly and be like, beep,
yeah.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But like your phone would only have like 10 speed dial slots. Mm-hmm. So it was like, who gets the speed dial slots?
Mm. There's always been that, you know? Then like on MySpace, it had like
the top nine.
Eight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is the world constantly trying to make us pick 8 to 10 people that we like best? What is that about?
True. Someone must have done a study sometime that was like, everyone has their top eight.
And it just makes people feel left out.
It does. It does. It's so cruel. Mm. Anyway.
You can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention here on the show. You can follow us on Twitter at forever35pod. You can DM us on Instagram at forever35podcast. And there is a Forever 35 Facebook group where the password is serums. And we've also recently relaunched our newsletter, which you can find out about and sign up for at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
And the second relaunched edition will be going out on Thursday. So get on that.
Get ready.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Okay. Okay, so am I allowed to recommend a mascara after only using it once?
I'll allow it.
Is that weird or no, do you like, feel like...
No, I mean, sometimes you just fall in love with something like right away. And that's
it's
okay.
More just like a one-time, like you try something once, you know, like this is a one-time review. We'll just call it what it is. It's a one-time use review. So former advertiser of our show, Elf, sent us their Lash It Loud mascara. And I got it this morning and I was like, oh, cool. I'll go put this on right now. Also, as I got it, my 10-year-old was like, I love Elf. I was like, what? What's happening here?
She has strong consumer preferences.
She has stolen some of my Elf products. So like, or like she also had a pimple. So I let her use this little Elf like spot treatment that I had. So she was like, it's my pimple. They make my pimple cream.
Maybe they should advertise on her podcast Forever 10.
Dude.
Matt keeps joking that Henry should have a podcast called Forever Under 5.
I'm here for all Forever 35 children spinoffs.
Me too. Anyway,
they sent us this. I got this mascara in the mail. So thank you to Elf. And I freaking loved it.
Okay,
loved it.
Tell me what you love about it.
Okay. All right.
Because I got it too and I have not worn it yet. So I need to know what I'm in for.
So the first and most important thing to me with eye makeup is that it doesn't irritate my eyes. I wear contact lenses. I'm an eye toucher. I end up smudging. Like, a product always inevitably ends up in my eye. And I've had some mascara, eyeshadow, creams, lotions that really irritate my eyes. That's another reason why I love the Skin Fix, their triple lipid peptide cream, because it does not irritate my eyes. Now that I'm like glopping it in. Anyway.
You're pouring it in.
I'm moisturizing my eyes with my creams. So I loved the applicator. It was like very defined. The little like needles on the applicator stick. I'm saying all the wrong words, but I don't know what you call a mascara stick. It defined each individual lash on my eyelashes so clearly. Mm. Like, it was like the opposite of clumping. It was like all of a sudden I had new lashes and it made them very long. Now, I have long eyelashes naturally. It's just a genetic blessing from, I think, my father's side of the family. But it made them pop. Like, I did a one side with it on.
They do look popping.
Can you see them through? Like, I don't know if you can. I just made a very ugly face. They looked really great, but also like natural. Like, it didn't look like I was wearing falsies.
Yeah.
And it hasn't smudged. You know, we're recording late in the afternoon. I've had it on since like 8:30 in the morning. It just is like a nice thing to pop on, especially, you know, it's fun to wear a little bit of makeup on my eyes because I love wearing lip color and I'll like put it on to go like pick up my kids at hybrid school and then realize I'm about to put a mask on. Like, I'm still so used to like putting a lip on before I go out and nobody sees it.
Yep.
Although today I had food in my teeth and I didn't take it out because I was like, well, I'm just putting a mask on. Nobody's going to see this.
Okay.
So look, this mascara is $6. And you know how we were talking about how you were underwhelmed by the Maybelline?
Yes. I will be whelmed by this, huh?
I feel like you will be whelmed.
I can't wait.
This is a drugstore whelm. Yeah. Give it a try and let me know if you have the same response, because I was really impressed. Again, first use response here, one timer, but
not,
I really liked it.
It's not waterproof, right?
Let's peruse their website. No, I don't believe it is. It's cruelty-free. It's vegan. It is richly pigmented. It is a silicone brush, which I like, and it creates, quote, mega volume.
Indeed.
So there you go. Recommend.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Dory, that's what I've been up to today. Putting on a little masky. Washing my face only with water in the morning is a thing I want to talk about at some point. Mm-hmm. Because I'm very into this choice.
I'm into this for you.
I'm only into water washing right now.
Okay.
Just to keep my dry skin at bay. And, you know, I'm feeling very fresh-faced today.
You are looking fresh-faced, I have to say.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Can you give us this documentary recommendation? Because this is something I really want to watch. I actually might start it tonight, and I would love to hear your endorsement.
Okay. So I'm watching This Is a Robbery, the Netflix documentary about the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum theft, which, if you're not familiar, it happened in 1990. They stole $500 million worth of paintings, including Rembrandt, Vermeer, like just huge name paintings. And it's never been solved.
Yes. Like, and this happened at like crazy. The most beautiful museum in the world.
Yes.
It's my favorite museum.
So there was a podcast last year, 2 years ago, called Last Scene, that kind of went through the whole thing and you know, discussed some of the suspects that have come up over the years. And I was a little, I feel like I put off watching it a little bit, This Is a Robbery, because I was like, well, Like, what else do I need to know about the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum? I know everything there is to know. But you know what? I didn't. I was a little hubristic.
Oh, interesting.
And yeah, it's very interesting. I will say, like, there is something very rewarding about watching a documentary about art versus listening to a podcast about an art theft, because you can actually see things.
Yeah.
And you can, like, see all the people involved. And honestly, it made me, like, a little homesick/nostalgic, all those Boston accents.
Ugh.
Who knew so that delicious. I would be nostalgic for a Boston accent?
I love it. Boston accents are beautiful. I love them so much. No, you don't agree?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I would call them beautiful. It's an abrasive accent.
It is. It's just comforting to me the same way, like,
exactly.
Other things from home are comforting.
I don't think I realized that it was comforting. I see. You know what I mean? I recommend it. And it's made by, Kate, this will mean something to you and possibly some of our other Boston listeners, but probably not anyone else, unless I guess they watch Morning Joe. But the people who made the documentary are the sons of Mike Barnicle.
I'm dying. Oh, Mike Barnicle is a local newscaster who then, yes,
no,
became
he,
like a
no,
morning.
No, no, he was a,
radio guy.
He was a Globe columnist.
Oh, but wasn't he also on the radio?
I think he was also on the radio. Sorry, when you said newscaster, that implied television to me.
Oh, no, no. Excuse
me. But now I guess he's on Morning Joe. I don't watch Morning Joe, but when I Googled it, it was like, Morning Joe contributor, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, two of his sons, the Barnicle brothers, as they call themselves.
Sorry.
Apparently they make sports documentaries, and this is their first foray into true crime.
I mean, I love a Boston boy. Okay.
Yep, yep, yep.
The Barnicle brothers. It's also like Barnicle is such a... Like, it's reminiscent of, like, the weathered New England sea,
yes,
you know? Like,
yes,
it's just,
yes.
It just works. Just
totally,
works.
Totally. So, you know, I like that the people making it are from Boston. And I bet they got good access because of their dad. Like,
yeah.
I don't think that hurt. Anyway, I recommend it.
Oh, well, I love a Boston-specific recommendation that anyone can see.
Yeah, totally.
What's it? It's on Netflix, you say?
It's on Netflix, yes.
Okay, thank you for that recommendation, Dory.
All right, well, let's take a short break because we have some listener questions to get to.
We've got some responses to the listener.
Yeah, we also have listener answers.
Yes, about the guilt-tripping parents who didn't want their child to, their adult child to move across the country. So buckle up.
All right, BRB.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, we talk to a lot of really fantastic, intelligent people on this podcast, but I don't know, maybe you're like us and you want to go even deeper.
I'd love to go deeper.
We like to go deep. And that's not only possible with today's sponsor, but also easy to accomplish on Masterclass. Every year I get really into the classes offered and the instructors offering them. Like, I'm all over the place with the things that I like on Masterclass. But this year I am very interested in the class Redefining Feminism, which is 14 lessons from Gloria Steinem.
Okay.
Now, they dissect issues women face in the U.S. and ways we can play a role in the feminist movement in our everyday lives. Look, I majored in women and gender studies in college, so this is right up my alley. But even if you didn't, even if you're like, this is the first time I'm hearing those words.
I would argue, especially if you didn't.
Yes. Get into it with Masterclass, because this is the year you can really learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Go from just talking about improving to actually doing the things you've been wanting to do with Masterclass. And it doesn't have to be Redefining Feminism with Gloria Steinem. It can be gardening in your own garden or your yard or patio. It can be learning to cook Indian food or designing a space that you love. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want to master like negotiation with Chris Voss, or think like a boss with Martha Stewart, or maybe capture your vision through photography with Petra Collins, Masterclass has you covered. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
All right. We are back and we have a voicemail.
Hi, this is Kelly. I am calling about the listener who called in to ask about boundary setting or going to graduate school and taking care of aging parents. And I have come to learn over many years in taking care of my own family, my immediate family, that we have always had to make decisions that are in the best interest of myself and my husband and our family. And we have gotten a lot of flack over the years from different people, when it boils down to the end, it is myself and my husband have the only best interest of our family. And I really think that that is what you have to focus on. And sometimes other people will be unhappy with it, but you have to make the best choice for yourself and your family and your future. Thanks. Bye-bye.
What do you think about that, Kate?
I mean, I agree. Yeah. It's a weird part about getting, about becoming an adult where you're, where even if you are a single person,
yeah,
like, you know, it's not just people who are partnered or who have, you know, spawn. It, like, you now get to put yourself first. Now, both my parents took care of their own parents as they were ailing, but I also don't know if they would have not. I think they also took risks in their life and moved away from home and did things. And I've certainly done that as well. So why don't we read another email?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. All right. This listener said, I paused the pod after listening to the email from the 27-year-old with ailing parents. I myself am a 28-year-old only child to an only child. My grandfather is 77 and in bad health, and I've assisted my mom taking care of him over the last 4 years. Please go to grad school. I am 28, single, have a career that I love, and also have many regrets and resentments towards my grandfather that I am now working through in therapy. I feel as though I have missed many social events and put my dating life on hold because of the time I have taken assisting in his care on and off as soon as I graduated college. I oftentimes feel incredibly guilty needing to add boundaries to what I can and cannot do, but I feel like I can no longer pause my own life because of someone else's expectations of me. If you can, schedule doctor's appointments with them and go to talk about what quality of life may look like and what changes they can make to assist themselves now as they age in place. As they age, if they plan on staying in their current home. I would also recommend understanding what to expect with their current health conditions, what the possible plan of actions are if certain events happen, and if you can, discuss the options for bringing in outside help, housekeepers, in-home care, etc., and what things insurance will cover to understand what financial obligations they may need to start accepting. So, this person kind of alludes to something that I think is really interesting, especially for people our age to consider, our age being early 40s, is having very hard conversations with your parents or guardians, whoever are those people to you, if they're still alive, about like how they want their end of life to go.
Yeah.
And if their affairs are in order. When my mom died, like my dad was still, I mean, he's still alive, but he was could handle all that. So that is not something that fell on me, which I'm very grateful for, because I've spoken to other people who've lost parents where they've been dealing with that kind of stuff, or like selling their parents' home, you know, doing a lot of this heavy lifting. But it is also important to know what you want their care to, what they want their care to look like as they age, yeah. Because there may come a time where they are not able to speak to what they want. And so these are very tough conversations to have.
Yes, and spoiler, we will be talking about having tough conversations.
Oh my God.
Next week.
What a perfect guest to ask about this.
Yes.
But we won't reveal who it is.
No, but I'm so excited.
Have you had that kind of conversation with your parents, Story?
We had a conversation about who would be like the executor of their estate and who would be in charge of the health directives. And my brother and I were both like, Karen. She was like, fine.
I mean, she is a lawyer.
She is a lawyer. So, and she's like definitely the most organized of all of us. So unfortunately, she gets the job. Fortunately or unfortunately. So now my mom's line about everything is Karen knows where it is.
That's great.
Karen knows where everything is. I'm
like, okay. Karen's got it covered.
Karen's got it covered.
I mean, but if you're an only child or the only, yes, you know, living child,
yes,
that's going to fall on you possibly. That's tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that thought, listener.
All right. Another email on this topic. Hi there. I've never paused the pod as hard as I did for today's minisode and the email of being an only child with aging parents. I'm also an only child, and the last year and a half have brought health issues to my parents that do make some things tough for them. I already live an hour away from them, so we've had to have some hard conversations around expectations. However, the bigger point I want to make is that years ago, I was debating a move across the country, but mentioned to my parents that I was nervous about leaving them. And my parents said to me, you need to live for you. You can't live for us. Now, I acknowledge that hearing that from my parents was a really big deal, but it has landed with me deeply. You need to look out for you. And if your parents do not want you to be the best that you can be, then something needs to change. Thanks. What amazing parents.
Yeah. I mean, I struggle with this and my kids are little, but like the thought of like letting them go.
Yeah.
Sends me a crying.
I think this is so great that your parents said this to you. And I hope as a parent, I will be able to say this to Henry when the time comes.
Yeah, and then you just go cry to somebody who understands.
Yeah.
You can call me. Yeah, call me.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take another short break.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, we are back with another voicemail.
Hey, Kat and Dora. Hey, just want to say how much you light up my life every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I know those mornings are going to be good days because I can start with Forever 35 and just kind of reset and see what you gals are up to, and I love it. But I had a comment, question about Mother's Day. So I am a mom of 7 years now. We just have one child. My mother-in-law is a big part of our lives. She's also queen holiday. Every occasion is celebrated. You can sense the sarcasm possibly, but everything's a big deal. And Mother's Day, we end up, doing stuff with my mother-in-law and celebrating her because she's so good to us and we love her. But every Mother's Day, I feel kind of bitter and resentful that I don't get to just have a day. For me, I'm a mom too. But then if I thought of not doing that standard procedure, then I would be selfish or ungrateful or uncelebratory of her, which makes me feel guilty and bad and probably couldn't even enjoy my day alone anyways. I know all I want to do is whatever I want to do for one day, just one day. So talking with my husband and we're kind of like, well, what if we celebrated Mother's Day on Saturday with her and then I had my day? But that still seems like we're kind of cheap-shotting her. I would just love a way in. I know, Kate, you don't have this issue, and how selfish and ungrateful am I? But it is what it is, and I'm wondering what other moms out there do to celebrate themselves for one day. Do we celebrate our mother-in-laws too? Anyways, sorry for rambling. Thanks. Bye.
Wow. I mean, first, I just want to say, don't belittle your own problems and compare them to my own experience, listener. Just because I don't have a mom doesn't mean this isn't a lot for you to deal with. So just don't even worry about anybody else, okay? You're good.
Okay.
Also, I have a stepmom and a mother-in-law, so I've got plenty of moms floating around. Dory, just open your mouth and say something because I know you want to. Just let it out.
I'm frankly flabbergasted. I am flabbergasted at this. I'm flabbergasted at your mother-in-law, first of all. And I mean, look, I try not to make armchair diagnoses, but she sounds like a raging narcissist. I'm also annoyed with your husband.
Oh boy, here we go.
Like, why is it on you to stand up to your mother-in-law for her unrealistic and frankly childish expectations around Mother's Day? Now, look, I want to acknowledge that perhaps there is more going on here than her just being a narcissist. It's possible that, you know, when she was your age and had young kids, she did not feel appreciated as a mom. And this is now her way of, like, getting the acknowledgement and the appreciation that she feels that she deserves, and she does. But my God, this is not right. Kate, talk to me. I mean,
look, maybe it's again because I kind of hate this holiday, to be honest, and I want to, like, we'll talk about this toward the end of the episode, but, like, what? Of course, you're not not being fair to her if she has to celebrate Mother's Day on a Saturday instead of a Sunday. It's just a fucking made-up day.
Wait, the thing that it's is made so up. Insane to me is that she's not even saying we should celebrate us both as moms together. She's saying only I should be celebrated on Mother's Day.
But again, I want to say we are not hearing this other, what it's the other perspective. Like, totally. Has this listener said, like, was this listener like, I'll feel guilty and I'll feel, like, are those feelings you're putting on yourself, or have you through experience been made to feel this way in the past? I don't know. Like, I am a person who feels guilty no matter what choice I make, and whether or not someone makes me feel guilty, I feel guilty. So we don't know because we were just going off of an email.
Yes.
But look, I mean, you listener have to decide that if you choose to take a day for yourself, that you will not let, like, you cannot let the guilt get in, because otherwise, what is the point of any of this, right? You're just going to end up feeling more miserable, as I think you said. And also, like, I like being celebrated myself. Look, I love it. But, I mean, this feels, there's something not lining up here for me. Something's off.
I'm with you.
And to this listener who asks, like, do people celebrate their mother-in-laws? I always try to, like, send my mother-in-law a text, and, you know, a card or flowers if I really am on top of stuff. Because, you know, I really love my mother-in-law. Same with my stepmom. You know, my stepmom doesn't have any kids. And I've, in the past few years, like, tried to acknowledge the day for her and express my appreciation for the role she plays in our life, even though it's, you know, it's different than a parent. But there's no law that says you have to. And it's a fucking complex, loaded day. So, I mean, I would just do what you want. And your husband should be the person running interference.
Yes.
It is his mom.
Yes.
It's his mom.
Yes.
Not
this
your mom.
This is not on you.
No. Oh, I'm, like, getting stressed out.
Yeah.
But also, like, again, these situations, there's so much family dynamic and years of bullshit and stuff we don't know, like, and stuff maybe you don't even know. Like, it's so hard to navigate these situations. So I do want to say, like, we see you and how hard this must be. But you do deserve a day if you want it. So.
Yes.
Take your day. Your mother-in-law can celebrate herself.
Yeah. You can celebrate your mother-in-law, but, like, you also deserve to be celebrated.
Yes. You're what? Yes. Oh my God. You got to let us know how it goes. Please follow up. I'm going to be on, like, pins and needles on Mother's Day weekend this year, wondering about how this listener's doing. Oh. All right. So, you know, Dory, this ended up being kind of like a parent-focused episode, which was not the intention at all. So apologies if it was a little overwhelming for anyone. But I did want to say, like, for an activity of the week, I personally wanted to suggest that you make a plan for Mother's Day, meaning
if you want to send somebody something or celebrate it, you figure that out. But also if this day is a hellscape for you, like it has been for me in the past as a motherless person, make a plan to help you get through it. There are people with estrangements, people trying, you know, people who want to be moms who aren't mothers who have lost kids. I mean, this day is just, it's a lot. So make a plan for your own self-care if you need to get through Mother's Day, or how you're going to like celebrate yourself if it's a day for you.
Yep.
Does that sound like an okay activity?
That sounds great, Kate.
And, you know, solidarity to everyone on getting through these weird Mother's and Father's Day holidays.
Yeah, and you know, as someone who struggled with infertility, I'm always thinking about the people who want to be moms on Mother's Day, who can't, you know, for whatever reason are not moms, and that, you know, there's just, it's so fraught.
Yes.
It's so, it's just like, it's so fraught for so many people, and we just want to say we see you.
Big time see you.
So, anyway. Alrighty. All right, Kate.
Dory.
I'll talk to you soon.
Glad we're friends.
Me too. Bye. Bye.